Hey, it is Shan. Welcome to Cozy Moon Podcast. This is a quick parent chat, not a full episode, but you know, some tips and things you should know as a parent or a guardian. Today I want to talk about what's the word, okay? Kids talk on all kinds of chats, games, and apps. And turning off Wi-Fi to save them all helps a little bit, but you know you won't have it off the whole day. They'll have access to other people, other thoughts, and other things throughout the day. But do we know what they are saying? Do we know how things are being said right in front of us? I'm going to discuss it. So I truly believe that the kids today cannot spell that great and do not converse with other people that great because they're always looking for a shortcut. They're always looking for abbreviation. They're always looking for emoji. So today I want to talk about some words that we know as a certain meaning that they use for another meaning. And some of us know them very well because we use them amongst our friends in our 30s. But people who are 40 up, they're probably not using these. Okay? So let's talk. All right, bet. Bet is no longer, I bet you won't do X, Y, and Z. Bet is no longer, I played a bet yesterday for $50. Bet is just the version of okay. Bruh is not my brother, okay? Bruh is you're annoying me or isn't that stupid? You know what I'm saying? W-Y-A is their version of saying where you at, okay? W-Y-D, what you doing? Why they can't just say what you doing? Because they're lazy, and they're lazy at the fingertips, okay? Ugly, if somebody says, hey, ugly, it doesn't necessarily mean they're calling them ugly by looks and trying to make them feel bad. It could be just like, hey, such and such, I like you, I think you're cute, so I'm going to automatically tease you, okay? If they text, hey, big head, a tease to somebody you like, all right? If you say something and they be like, that's cap, that means you're lying. That's not true. I don't believe you. All right. Bussin', your food is bussin'. That means your food is good. Why can't they just be like, mom, your food is good? I don't know. Because Ari tells me my food was bussin' all the time. All right. They just, you know, I was just rizzing on her. Riz is their version of flirting. They curved me. Not there was a curve in the pavement or there was a curve on the shirt. Curve means they rejected me. Okay. He got curved. She got curved. Rejected. That's cringe means that's embarrassing. All right. If they text you a pair of skates after you ask them a question, that means, nah, I'm straight. I don't want to go. Or you got one more time because you're skating on thin ice, okay? If they text
for a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
To the eyes, that means you have their attention. What's up? If they text you a smiley face with a straight face, they're annoyed. If they text you rainbows, or if you see rainbows in their profile, you might want to have a conversation with them about the LGBT community and how they feel about that and if they are affiliated. If somebody says, oh, you ate, they're not asking if they're hungry. They're asking or saying, oh, that looks good. Or yeah, that was good. Okay. If they give you the walking stick, That means I can't see you, or I can't see it, or we can't see each other. If they hit you with a slide emoji, that means I'm about to leave. Why couldn't they say, hey, I'm about to leave in 5 minutes? I don't know. They just speak in these codes. Okay, shout out to Apple for allowing this to happen. If somebody sends you the golf stick or somebody playing golf, it means they're out of here or something's lame. If it's a beaver in water, if you say WYD and they send you a beaver in water, they're chilling. Nothing. They ain't got nothing going on. What's up? All right. Now, this annoyed me because who wants to remember the reason behind all of these hearts? I don't. Okay. If somebody sends you a white heart or your kid a white heart, it means friends. Okay. Hand heart, friends. Blue heart, whatever, might mean that they're in the friend zone. Yellow heart, somebody got a crush. Okay. If they say, oh, that's, I'm dead, they're not dying. You know, you don't have to call 911. It just means something is really funny. Black heart means somebody is heartbroken or hard to love or they have no love. Orange heart, friend. Red heart, lover. Okay. If they send you the money with the wings, it means they're either losing money or wasting money or spending money. All right. If they send you the upside down smiley face, they're going to say, I'm fine, but that doesn't mean they're fine. It means they got a lot of shit on their mind right now, but they have to save face. If they send you the eyes on the face with no mouth, it's whatever. They have nothing to say. And if they send you the dark moon, it means shade. Also, if they send you the palm tree. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this show and enjoy this episode. I know I'm dropping gems for y'all. I know I am, because that's just what I do. I appreciate every listen and every download and every share. So if you see me clipping on social media, share that shit, because I appreciate it. Speaking of sharing, not only are you supporting this podcast, but you're supporting all the other podcasts that I do that can be found on shambipodden.com. That is a website where I put everything that I'm working on, whether it's books, whether it's merch, whether it's links to support me or support the people who support me. It can be found on that website. Also, there is a monthly, it's like a newsletter, but it's not really a newsletter because I'm not emailing y'all with y'all spam emails that y'all don't even check anyway. But if you want any updates regarding podcasting tips or what I have going on, every month I give a updated, detailed what's going on with me info on that website. I also blog on that website, so I might create different articles on that website. Sharing those links helps support me. So if you're looking to support me, do that. I also do other podcasts that can be found on there. Each podcast has their own page. I am working on a lot of other collaborations this year, and you can find me on some people's live shows this year. You know, just staying busy, Shambi Podden, okay? You can email me about business, okay? My email can be found on that website, because I know how some people get, okay? I am here to create and to share knowledge. That is what I do. Everyone around me is great. Therefore, if you listen to me, you are searching for greatness, and I appreciate you. I hope you enjoy the show, and don't forget to follow me, add me, and check out Shannon Pods on YouTube. Sometimes I do video record my episodes, but not all the time, because I'm just not that girl. My audience is not on YouTube, but I know some people like the YouTube spaces. But back to the show. Tree, their shade. Okay, so I hope you're up to date with those. Also, please get to know what abbreviations mean: a parent in the room, or mom is coming, or dad is coming, or can't say right now, talk to you later. Like, use your brain to figure out what these kids are saying on these game chats, on these Roblox chats, because there are grown adults trying to talk to your kids and come scoop your kids from your home, and you don't even know, because you don't spend time to know what's going on in your kids' world. All right, that is me. I am the mom of the girls. My name is Shan. You can find me at shanbypotter.com, or you can find me at the CZYWMB podcast on Twitter or IG. Bye.